Paragraph 5 reads, "The lateral blast was not the end of the volcanic event. A massive ash column shot 24 kilometers into the air and blocked out the sun, turning day into night and causing over 1 billion cubic meters of ash to fall across the state, damaging buildings, infrastructure, and electronics. The ash was deposited across 11 U.S. states and 2 Canadian provinces. Additionally, lahars, or huge volcanic mud flows, moved down the mountain at speeds up to 140 kilometers an hour and damaged homes, infrastructure, and clogged up rivers and lakes. Altogether, 24 megatons of thermal energy were released during the events of the eruption, which is equivalent to 1,600 times the size of the Hiroshima atomic bomb."
All right, so this was a lateral blast. In the previous paragraph, we said that the blast was sideways. And lateral here just means sideways. So the opposite of like up and down would be lateral. Generally, the word lateral is an adjective used to describe the side of something or sideways motion. So a massive ash column shot 24 kilometers into the air. That's pretty impressive. But if you've ever seen an erupting volcano, you see what looks like a whole bunch of smoke coming out. That's mostly just this ash column. And they can extend pretty far into the atmosphere. And, of course, they can block out the sun, creating these nighttime conditions in the middle of the day. So going back to the title of the article, Turning Day into Night, and that's exactly what happened. Over 1 billion cubic meters of ash fell across the state, so it's hard to imagine. It's really hard to picture in your mind exactly how much ash that is, but obviously it's a huge amount. And the ash is bad, obviously. It can damage buildings, infrastructure, electronics. It's not healthy to breathe it in also. And this ash was deposited across 11 U.S. states because it's scattered so high into the atmosphere and it's light and it can travel far. And even 2 Canadian provinces had to deal with this ash fall.
And so in addition to this ash that people had to deal with, they also dealt with lahars. So a lahar is a destructive mud flow on the slopes of a volcano that happen, you know, with an eruption. And so these moved very quickly down the mountain at speeds of up to 140 kilometers an hour. And of course, you know, they're fast, they're big, so they damage things like homes, infrastructure, as well as clogging up the rivers and lakes nearby. You know, it's this very dense, mud-like material. And so altogether, there were 24 megatons of thermal energy that were released during these, you know, different events. And so that's over 1,600 times the size of the atomic bomb in Hiroshima, which kind of goes to show how massive this eruption was.